are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Two Girls Playing Tunes one last time, and I'm Sam.
And I'm Lauren.
Ugh.
What?
I just put my mouth on the microphone by accident.
Oh, you probably just contracted so many germs.
Stop!
Like, so many bacteria just landed, like, in your body.
Great.
Because, you know, like, people, like, when you're talking, you're spewing, like, bacteria.
It was an accident. I didn't realize how close the mic was. I turned to look at you.
Just, like, ate it, like, ah!
No. It was, like, a wipe. Like a little swipe on the lips. Ugh. God.
Hope you don't get strep or bronchitis.
Got these little bumps on my tongue now.
Yeah,
like,
inflamed taste buds.
Whatever that means.
Well, you saw what it meant. It means...
I know, but I guess maybe my food... When they say hot food, do they mean just, like, temperature hot?
Either. I think temperature or spice.
I mean, I guess this... I did think the first bite of my steak was a little spicy because it was fresh out of the thing, but I had Chipotle for dinner.
It could develop into...
I don't know, but I got a little bump on there. Feels weird.
Just the more you touch it, the more you're going to irritate it. So the more you think about it, like, the more it'll be there, you know?
Okay.
So, like, if you don't think about it, then it'll disappear. And then you'll be like, oh my gosh, the bump went away.
Okay. Do you want to play the first song?
Sure. Okay, so just an FYI, I haven't listened to most of these songs. These are actually just new songs that were, like, recommended to me. I, like, have not heard them, really. Some of them I have, but most of them I have not. So... if they're bad, blame the top 100.
Okay, well, here we go. First one, Lonely with Jonas Brothers and Diplo.
I mean, how can that be bad?
Kind of guy girls' mamas don't lie. Running with the wrong crowd on the wrong night. kept us patient while I changed. Never even crossed your mind to walk away. When I was getting crazy, reckless and wild, acting like my mama's little devilish child. It took a heart like yours to find its place. I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time, chasing all the wrong things most of my life. Been every kind of loss that you can't find, but I got one thing right. Been the kind of guy girls mamas don't lie. Running with the wrong crowd on the wrong nights. I've been wrong about a million times, but I got one thing right. You. I've been wrong about a million times, but I got one thing right. I got one thing right. I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time, chasing all the wrong things most of my life. And every kind of loss that you can't find, but I got one thing right. Been the kind of guy girls mamas don't lie. So running with the wrong crowd on the wrong night. I've been wrong.
And we're back.
What was that? Same.
One Thing Right by Marshmello and Kane Brown.
I like both of those songs.
Yeah.
I thought they were both
good. I like the second one better.
Fair enough.
I just don't love the new Jonas Brothers album. I mean, it's fine.
It's not on the new Jonas Brothers album.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. They're new.
I think it's just a single.
They're new vibes, I guess.
Yeah.
They're old vibes.
Well, you're not going to be identical to what they were before.
I know, I know. I just felt like the other ones were classics. Like these.
Well, that's because they're older. Not like, if you're going to look back and like that was the OG stuff, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, nothing can. You can never compare.
Never compare.
To like something that's like.
So OG.
OG,
yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
You just kind of keep up with the times, you know?
Yeah, I get very. I'm very much in the past. In terms of my music genres, anyway.
So I can't stay in the past, right?
So how are you, Lauren?
I'm pretty good. Had a satisfying dinner.
Good.
Oh, by the way, since someone's listening.
Oh, we want to welcome our new listener, Nicole! Yay!
Yay! We have people who actually care about what we're saying, besides our family. Maybe Nicole cares. I don't really know. Maybe she doesn't. I don't know.
She's doing it to support her chapter. She did the survey.
Yeah.
Saw these questions about the chapter and the support, and she's here
for
it.
I feel it now. Now I feel implied to change my answer.
Snap. This is the shade we're talking about, Nicole. You just got to stay with it.
You never know what you're going to get, you know?
Okay, what were you going to say?
I was just going to talk about our dinner.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Nicole or something.
No, I just thought we should mention Nicole, because she said she would only listen for the shout-out, so I mean...
Oh, we did it.
We did it, and so check.
Yeah.
Probably she'll stop listening now, but that's okay. It's a thought that counts, you know?
Yeah.
But,
Dinner was good.
Mm-hmm.
I had Chipotle, like I mentioned.
Had Panera. Like I did not mention, but now you know.
Yeah.
And I was, like, very bothered by that salad, though.
Yeah,
because it was like I'm like, wow, that's so fast. And I know, like, soup, you just like scoop it in the cup and like whatever, but like that salad came out like so fast. And I was like, and like the other Panera, like the one in Phillipsburg, like last time I had a Caesar, because I always get a chicken Caesar salad, and it was like all tossed up and nice, and you know, and the dressing was not on the side, and they gave me so little dressing in that cup. I mean, like, thanks for saving me the calories, but, like, still.
I mean, they also gave you little lettuce, so I guess it made up for it.
Just little all around.
They were giving you variation, the ratios.
I mean, at least they kept the ratio right, but, like, yeah. What else to do?
I don't know. I've been having a rough week, just in general. Very overwhelmed.
It's only the beginning of the week.
Once I get past Wednesday, like, I'm breezing for the week, though. Mm. So it's, like, I just currently feel a bit stressed.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, a little overwhelmed.
I was feeling stressed too, because I had two exams on Monday, and I have this paper due on tomorrow from the same class that I had an exam on Monday. The draft.
So like, sweet.
Just like, bro, come on.
Bro.
Like, cut us some slack. I'm not a workhorse. And then I have lab tomorrow. I'm not a workhorse. And then, like, a little, like, lab attire, just like, I want to die. Like, having to, like, it's gonna be so, like, I wanna, this is, like, gonna be, like, the last really warm day, probably. And I wanna, like, soak it up. Can't, because I have to wear freaking pants and closed toe shoes for lab. And the polyester lab coat. And I'm, like, sweating in there. It's horrible. And he makes us stay for the whole 3 hours. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, he manages to make, like, a lab that, like, the protocol, when I read it, like, literally could take us an hour and a half. He somehow manages to, like, have us stay for the full 3 hours.
Hmm.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, I know you love fungi, but, like, I don't. So, moving along. And then our essay prompt is so, like, weird. Like, it's just, like, it's how has a plant pathogen affected your life personally? Like, how has a plant disease...
I don't know.
Like, I don't even know, like, if a plant is sick or not. Like, how am I supposed to tell which disease it is? And how am I supposed to recall that from my memory bank, like, from my whole life? And he's like, well, like, think about, like, this morning. Like, if a plant... Nothing! I don't think there's nothing! I haven't interacted with a plant pathogen.
What's a pathogen?
Like a either a bacteria or a fungus that causes disease.
Oh.
Have
you been hiking? Or like
no.
Camping?
Yeah, but see, I feel like all of them are, like, I would talk about the spotted lanternfly, but
that's not a fungi.
Fungus or a bacteria. So I'm like, that's blah.
Yeah.
So I'm just like writing on a whim. What a, like, writing about like apples or something, or how they get, because like there's like an apple disease.
Oh, please, like, don't tell me.
But like you would know if you.
Oh, okay.
It's just very obvious. It's like just like they just like have like spots all over the apple.
Oh,
okay. It's like you, like, you wouldn't buy it if you're not, like, it's like invisible and you like eat it and all of a sudden you're like sick.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Hannah also wants a shout out because she is listening. So shout out to Hannah.
Shout out to you, Hannah. All right, let's tell a little synopsis about Hannah. She had a tiny, tiny pizza.
Yes.
And then she...
From Mod Pizza.
From Mod Pizza.
Where you make your own pizza.
It's really quite good.
I've never had it.
It's like, the crust is pretty thin. Like, you get to make your own shindig. You know, I usually get a lot of ranch on mine. What else?
You have ranch?
I love ranch on pizza.
Ranch is bad for you, just in general.
What do you mean ranch is bad for me? What do you mean?
Ranch is like a fattening dressing of all the dressings.
All dressings are fattening.
No, ranch is like definitely the worst of them all.
Compared to Caesar, you say ranch is worse than Caesar?
Okay, I gotta stop you for a second. I think we just need to shout everyone out now because everyone...
Oh, no. You gotta tune in. No. This is getting out of hand. This is enough shout outs for today. If you want another shout out, you know, listen in next week and maybe you'll get lucky, okay?
No, that's mean. Okay, I'm going to shout out to Henry, my mom, Lauren's parents, God. Patrick. If Patrick's listening, I can't guarantee that.
Probably not yet.
Okay, so...
He's rushing.
Okay, so everyone's being called out. Thank you for being true supporters here every week.
You give the people what they want, and then they're not going to listen next week.
If they don't listen, I'll be sad.
Well, yeah.
Well, they'll get a nice text message from me, won't they?
Yes.
Sorry, but yeah, ranch is bad for you.
Not as bad as like Caesar, or like French dressing, or Thousand Island.
Ranch is pretty bad for you
compared to Thousand Island.
Yeah, just
Thousand Islands, like.
Yeah, the islands really get to me.
Thousand calories. I don't know. I just feel like sure, ranch is a fattening for sure, but like I'm just like,
and like it's like pizza's not the best meal for you either.
Sure.
So now you're even piling ranch on top.
Well, you know, if I'm gonna eat like pizza, like I might as well just
wait. So you put ranch. What else do you put on it?
On the Mod Pizza in particular, mm-hmm. or just in general? Just
what would you want on this pizza?
Oh, I like it with like the red sauce. Patrick likes the white sauce.
I like white sauce, preferably.
Okay,
depends on like what I'd be putting on it, but typically if I'm ordering a pizza, I'd want a white slice.
See, I like white like. On Like if a pizzeria is making a white pie like with broccoli, yeah. I love yeah. that.
Great.
Like, but like if I'm making my own,
I would make it with red sauce. I would make it with red sauce. I agree.
I just feel like I can't.
I can't make it to that level.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I do that. I like usually like a combination of mozzarella and like they like Mod particularly like has blue cheese, so I put a little blue cheese on that.
Okay.
And then I put a little bit of pineapple on
that.
Oh boy. So it's like sweet and
okay, let's just move on.
Yeah, finish my pizza order in case anybody's curious.
Sounds
then,
horrible.
Then I put red onions on it. Gotta have red onions on the pizza. She has her eyes looking at me like this is the most disgusting pizza she's ever heard of. With ranch, by the way. You cannot forget the ranch. Then you just have some type of meat, bacon, or a ham.
Okay.
It's good. You know, next time we'll go to my pizza and she'll have a piece of my pizza, okay?
Okay. But yeah, that was... People just erase that from your memory. Throw out the recipe.
Next time...
Next Tuesday, we're going to Mod Pizza.
We're going to have flooded, like, people telling us that they've tried
it. Yeah, flooded.
Yeah. You just watch.
Okay. No. I don't think that's what people eat.
People eat Hawaiian... Hawaiian's very controversial.
That's perfectly fine, but you added so much other stuff on it.
What other stuff did I add?
Blue cheese.
Okay, blue cheese might be the one thing that's like, okay, like some, like, it'll be hit or miss. Everything else, I think that sounds great.
My mom said you should just eat a salad.
With the ranch? Or with the pizza?
I guess the ranch on the blue cheese with the pineapple. Like, all those things shouldn't go on a pizza. They should...
Whoa, no. Pineapple in a salad?
Well, people put, like, Hannah puts blueberries in her salad. Like, fruits.
Oh, I don't vibe with that. That's not my vibe. Fruit goes on pizza.
Also, like, I just feel like ranch should be, like, for a specific meal. Like, if you're having, like, ranch with your chicken wings or something. I don't know.
Ranch is a condiment.
Like, yeah. Not on your pizza.
But what about, like, when you go to Domino's, you get, like, the garlic,
the dipping sauce.
Yeah, the dipping sauce.
Yeah, I dip it. I don't...
Right, I dip my ranch, my pizza into my ranch.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, now I really want cheesy garlic bread with the garlic sauce.
That's too much. I used to get the garlic sauce, but, like, garlic it became too sauce. Much. Like, the ranch provides a nice zest, a nice acidity to a heavy dough.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yep.
Cuts the fat.
Of the fattening dressing. Okay. Next up, Motivation by Normani. Normani?
Normani.
Normani. There we go. Okay. Motivation, don't stay and give it tonight. Baby, turn around, let me give you innovation. Cause I do it so right.
not a rigid. It's a million plus three reasons I lie. I could admit it. And I just don't want you to waste my time. Cause I'm trying to get with you. I be feeling down, but I'm fine when I'm with you. You be thinking I be lying when I say I miss you. Girl, you know I'm on your body like a tissue. They be calling you Illuminati when I'm with you. I say maybe it's your third eye, I love your picture. BBS is on me, look like now, let us look you up. I bet you never go back to the guy that was with you. She got every passion now out of Soho. Try back to hit the city to show off. And when you get dressed up, you take power. Baby girl, you know you can do whatever. You got power. Got me sitting in my phone, I've been waiting for hours. I'm all lost in the mirror, picture of you fresh out the shower. So I might as well swing over to your place. Nah, it's crowded in LA, but I'll be there at 8 if the traffic allows it. Sit you down, I can show you around if you think about it now. But for you, I got something to prove. What do you say? What do you say? Should we bring it right back? Honestly, it's better like that. I know we've been falling off track. Bring it right back. I just let the time roll past. We don't gotta take it too fast. Bring it right back. You don't gotta stay the night. I just wanna take the time. Maybe if the mood is right, we can bring it right back. Say, got the weed, we can sit by the beach if you wanna get faded. But if that's not the vibe, yeah, it's cool, we can save it for later, yeah. I just like the way it feels when you're around. When you're around, now I know I'm not dating, Maybe soon, by the way things go, we've been talking for ages. Take it step by step, slow it down, we just need to be patient, bro. If the love feels good and it's real, it'll all work out. It all work out, yeah. Should we bring it right back? Honestly, it's better like that. I know we've been falling on the track. Bring it right back. I just let the time roll past. We don't gotta take it too fast. Bring it right back. You don't gotta stay the night. I just wanna take the time. Maybe if the moon is right, bring it so right back. So bring it, so bring it back. So bring it, 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 so bring it. No, so we bring it right back. Honestly, it's better like that. I know we've been falling off track. Bring it right back. Let the time roll past. We don't gotta take it too fast. Bring it right back. You don't gotta stay the night. I just wanna take the time. I know all the things you like. Maybe if the mood is right, bring it right back. Honestly, it's better like that. I know we've been falling off track. Bring it right back. I just let the time roll past. We don't gotta take it too fast. Bring it right back. You don't gotta stay the night. I just wanna take the time.
And we're back. That was Right Back. Featuring featuring A Boogie with the Hoodie and Khalid.
Haven't heard that song either.
Me either.
I freaking love A Boogie. I think I talked about this last time.
Maybe not.
I want him so bad.
Yeah, well, people didn't vote right then, I guess.
Wait a minute.
Oh, what?
Someone prefers the Right Back version without A Boogie, but I haven't heard the version without A Boogie either. Stay tuned for next week. Maybe we'll play that one.
Maybe.
But yes.
Are you focused, Lauren? Like, hello, we're on the air.
I was looking at something that you said, you commented me on the picture.
Did you see it?
Yeah, with the baby and the bananas.
Well, then, so basically there was this picture of a baby. It was said my husband's term to feed, and it was like a like a big thing of bananas, and it was holding the bottle up, and then the top one was pushing it down so that it was in the baby's mouth so they didn't have to do anything. In the comments, people are brutal. One person was like, this is why I don't want a husband. This other person was like, oh, and this is why they were like, did you know that people, kids can die from this and drown? And I was like, what?
Drown in banana? You mean choke, maybe?
Like, I don't know.
Drown? Even more choking.
I don't know. I was confused. I was like, way to make this super negative. Like, okay, it was for a picture.
Well, that's social media for you. Hmm. Everything's got to be negative.
Yeah. So, yeah. Do you want to do a public service announcement? It's 8:30. Here you go. You have plenty.
Oh, jeez. I have so many. No. Did we do the Red Cross one?
We've done many Red Cross.
We've done many Red Cross. I mean, that's just a popular topic, you know.
My stomach hurts.
Like worse?
I don't know. I just feel very, like, I don't think it's worse. It's just, like, I feel like I have to go to the bathroom. If people wanted to know. See,
we were discussing bowel movements.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was saying that my mom said she didn't see me talking about
bowel. Well, now you proved her wrong.
It's more so that, like, we talked about, I said that coffee used to have an effect on me, but I think Chipotle is what has an effect on me.
Chipotle has an effect on you?
More so in the beginning. I think, again, it's like an immune thing. It, like, works. I don't know. After a while, you get, like, over it.
Not with me. Not with coffee. Still working like a
champ.
Like a clock. Like, tick, 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 tick. Literally, I'll have one sip, and I'll be like, God, I gotta go. Literally, one sip. I can't drink coffee in the morning and then go to class. Like, I can't have coffee with me in class because I'll have to run out of the room.
Nicole, if you're listening, I hope you learned a lot about wine.
just factoid. But maybe. Although sometimes also when I, like, just, like, usually it doesn't happen with dinner, but, like, a lot of times with breakfast, when I eat breakfast, like, I'll have to go right after, even if I don't have coffee or anything. Yeah. Because, like, I feel like
pretty natural.
Like, the pressure of, like, the food sitting in my stomach, like, kind of just, like, whoosh. Like,
it's like your time of day.
A release, yeah. Yeah, but usually I don't go to the bathroom during after 3 or 4 p.m. I won't go.
Interesting.
I know, it's just like, does not occur to me.
Oh, okay.
So, like, unless my schedule's off, because I'm very, like, my body's on a clock. It's like, tick, 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 tick. Okay, time. It's like the Google Calendar, like, alarms. Like, okay, like, time to go, like... I gotta plan my day around it. Honestly, you know.
Something wow.
Like, I have to, like, if I'm in a public space, like, I have to find a good bathroom where I feel safe and comfortable.
Yeah.
Because the worst feeling is, like, going in, like, a place where you don't feel safe going. You know.
I was a little concerned in the house today.
You were.
Yeah.
Oh well, you went to the bathroom that, like, doesn't lock, has a lot of issues.
I locked the door, the front door.
You locked the front door.
Yeah, I always lock the front door.
Oh, I never do.
I always do. You see a crack. I don't want someone looking at me on the toilet.
Yeah, who built that with the crack like that? Like, I was just like, what?
In Part E, it has that too. You're sitting on the toilet and you can see the people washing their hands.
Yeah. It's just so weird.
Like, I just, like, look up and it's like, oh, hey, like, this is weird. Don't like that. That's why I always choose the far bathroom, the far side of the stalls in Part E, because Part E. I don't want to be close to the sink people.
I like the basement Part E.
I've never been to that. Third floor is good. Good one.
Basement, I feel like people, it used to be, I used to go to the basement, there'd be no one, it'd be dead zone, you know? And then now I think people would, like, start to know, they're like, now the basement's kind of secluded, you know? It's, like, private, you can take as long as you want without feeling judged.
Well, not anymore.
Well, yeah, not anymore. But the best are, like, now, like, Risk has, like, the all-gender bathrooms, so it's just one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, obviously the male and women.
Interestingly, I went to Buck Hall, the one across the street from Buck Hall. And they had an all-gender bathroom, but it had stalls. So I was surprised by that.
Interesting.
Usually, but there was, like, only then a men's room. So I was like, I guess it's the other bathroom I have to go to. Because I was confused. It said, didn't say women. It said all gender.
And then a men's bathroom.
And then a men's bathroom.
There must have been a woman's bathroom somewhere then.
I couldn't find it. And I saw a girl come out of all gender once. I said, okay, I'll go in there.
Well, all genders are all genders.
I had to go, you know?
That's interesting. I didn't know that they had...
It's very weird.
I've never seen it have multiple stalls.
Yeah, it had stalls. That's why I think they made a mistake or something.
Maybe. I've never been to that building. Why are you there?
They were doing the Photoshop workshop. The marketers. They're getting trained.
Oh, like from LAF?
Yeah.
They're getting Photoshop trained?
Yeah, we went.
Wow.
I went too.
That's nice. That's good. Get some quality education for them.
Yep.
That's good. Good for them, you know? Yeah. Especially now that communications is a freaking flop.
Let down.
It's okay.
Because we're internal.
What does that mean?
That we only do internal events. I don't know what events they want to focus on.
But so they said they only do internal events.
Yeah.
But like, how is...
No, they don't do internal events. They want to do external events, I guess.
You work for the college. Like, what is it?
They said our events are too internal.
But like, it's just like, what?
I don't know.
You know what? They weren't that great anyway. You know, who needs them?
Yeah, they're not that good anyway.
Exactly. Like, working for the spring
concert. My nose keeps touching the stomach microphone.
When we were working with them for the spring concert, like...
Very picky people.
They're so problematic. Like, changing one thing is like, oh, my... I'm insulting their intelligence. it's the biggest thing in the world. Like, changing, like, the font size, like, just, like, a quarter. Like, dude. Like, whenever they send the mock-ups, I'm like, a lot of things need to be fixed with these mock-ups.
Yeah.
And it's just like, they're not very nice, you know? Mm-hmm. Stick to your external affairs.
We got this.
What do you mean
we
external? Like, that to me, like, I was just like, you work for the college. What do you mean external? Yeah. Like trying to, like, market the college, like, kind of
communication? Yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming. That's what I'm assuming.
So bizarre.
Here, this is what Claire made for Fall Fest.
Oh, it looks great.
Claire made it. She sketched it out and then made it on...
Shout out to you, Claire. It looks lovely, you know? Yeah. You've come a long way.
Thank God you're not listening.
No, that's a compliment. Like, I've seen her...
I thought you did bad in the beginning, and now I think you do better.
Well, you know.
I think you guys were a little overly critical of her.
No. I think we were justified.
Compared to other committees?
Well...
Okay. Do you really want to go there?
I feel like...
She was in the middle, okay?
No, I enjoy her company now.
Yes,
also,
I do too.
Because, like, also, like, she doesn't have Alana anymore. Mm. And I think Alana was the culprit of a lot of problems. Well, you gotta take the root out.
And that's what we did.
Yeah.
Claire's now a much bubblier person.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
And that looks lovely.
Yeah, Claire made it. She sketched it out first, and then she designed it.
But she did that because she knew how to do it in Photoshop?
Her sister helped her, because her sister knows how to use it well. But that whole design was sketched out by her in a drawing.
No, it looks great. Yeah. Are we going to get that on a t-shirt?
Yeah. No, it's the Fall Fest shirt.
Oh, we are going to have the shirts.
Yeah. What's going on the back?
Cover colors?
I think so.
Like last year's?
Short sleeve.
Short sleeve.
With a pocket.
Frock it.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. For some reason, frock it makes me think it's a fake pocket.
No.
Like, people put it in the pocket area, but there's no pocket there.
Then it'd be a facket. Yeah. What's going to be on the frocket?
It's going to be like two tickets, carnival tickets kind of thing, and say LAF in it.
Oh, are we also giving them out?
Yes.
Ooh.
Those are the Fall Fest shirts.
No charge.
No charge.
They're going to be hot sellers.
Yeah. Claire worked hard.
Good for her. Looks great. I love that. I could even wear that on a sweatshirt.
Right?
Yeah, it's a really good design.
You should tell Claire that.
I will.
Okay, good. Do that Thursday.
Oh, the board meeting, yeah. Oh, are we showing that design?
Not necessarily, but you could tell her you saw it.
Okay.
I'm sure she'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right. PSA time.
Finally.
Jeez. Well, that was important. I really like it.
Good. I'm glad.
I think it's... Continuing on the tangent of Fall Fest, I feel like Fall Fest has been very, like, it's always like, well, yeah, it's fall themed, but it's always like pumpkins, like there's nothing, it's always just like fall themed, you know?
Yeah,
like it's just like the same thing every year.
We might not even be able to get pumpkins, so Mackenzie was like, people beware. I'm like, it's okay, it's a carnival theme.
Yeah, why would I need pumpkins at a carnival?
Because it's Fall Fest.
But, like, it's carnival themed. So now you got me all confused.
I know, but, like, it's just that Fall Fest typically has pumpkins.
Why? That's out of the budget.
No, she just can't get a company that'll deliver them.
Oh. What happened last year's company?
They said they're short-staffed.
That's not good for a business.
So we said, uh-oh.
Yikes. Anyway. Yeah. All right, PSA, for real PSA time.
Okay.
When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus.
Oh, no.
My goals and dreams drifted away.
You hear my stomach?
Yeah, that was really loud. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been there, been where I was. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local depression and bipolar support alliance support group.
It's a very long acronym name.
Visit supporthelp.org. They spelled out dot instead of actually. Or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah.
Are you concerned about something?
No. I was reading, because I read the longer one. Mm. Chose to do the 60-second one, you know?
I don't even think that was 60 seconds, but okay.
Really? I thought I read that pretty slowly.
Yeah, I could tell you were trying to.
Yeah. I was trying to...
8-6-2. But yeah, I'm glad you're happy with the Fall Fest shirts. They're going to be cute.
Yes, quite excited.
Also, the date got changed. It's October 20th now instead of 19th.
Oh, why?
Because people will be at the quote-unquote The Hunt.
Oh, shoot. But that's the whole... Claire was so excited that it was on that day because then she said she didn't have to go to the hunt. She was like, yes, now I get an excuse not to go to the hunt.
Oh, she's going to be sad though.
Yeah.
So I think there's some people on the board who would like to go and are expressing concerns that so many people can't make it. And there's also sports games and stuff. So we're doing it Sunday.
Looks so dumb.
So we're doing it Sunday.
Like, you know?
The hunt?
I didn't know that, like... I mean, I knew that, like, Greek organizations, like, went, but, like...
Yeah, it was very obvious.
Like, I know, but, like, I didn't know they went, like, as an organization, like, that's, like...
I didn't know that either.
Like, I thought that people...
People in those certain organizations always seem to go.
But I didn't know it was an
organization. Mass must go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We can show up, you know?
You don't even want to go to Lehigh for Laugh Lehigh. And you're going to tell me we're going to go to the hunt.
I don't know. Horse races sound fun.
Oh, my God. You're
an better than watching. Better than watching us lose.
Okay, but I'd rather go to the game. They have better food there. And Jessica said it was more... Jessica thought it was more fun that time we went than here.
I'm sure it was.
So let's go.
That's just, like, so far. I don't like go... So much work.
And we can leave when you want. Like, we could, like, be on the side. Like, we don't have to be with people. We don't even have to go early to drink or anything. We can just go.
I'll think about it, okay?
Lauren, you're graduating. Come on.
Yeah.
You have to spend your last moments with us.
God. I have better moments than spending it over there. That's for sure.
Come on, please.
I'll think about it. Please. I'll think about it. I'm not going to commit.
Are you asking for graduation gifts? Is that a thing people do?
Like, from my parents or from my friends? Or like?
Yeah, I guess in general, family and friends. I don't know.
Well, I just knew. I'm not asking for a gift. I'm just kind of... It's a collective, like, known in my family. Just my family. That, like, I want a new car. Like a new car. Because I always get the hand-me-downs. Mm. My parents want me to have a new car. Like, my own car now. Like... That's not just, like, passing it down.
Should you get it in December?
Yeah.
Or do you wait?
Well, I just get it whenever it's convenient.
Okay.
But, like, instead of my grandparents getting me a gift...
That's what they contribute to.
Contribute to the car fund.
Got it.
Parents contribute to the car fund. Everybody who wants to, like, give me something for, like, graduation, contribute to the car fund. That's kind of how
Carfax.
Carfax, yeah. So...
Interesting.
Because, like, I just want, like, especially if I'm going to be working... I want to, like, really... My car's, like, the suspension's going, and, like, it's an old car. It's has, like, over 100,000 miles.
Mm.
It's lasted us for 10 years. It's a little shaky as I drive, but it's okay.
Get you to A and B.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. But, like, it'd be nice to, like... And they're saying... They're also saying the fact that, like, because I'm getting such an expensive gift for because I also am graduating early, so that's...
You're saving the cost.
I'm saving the cost of an extra semester.
Let's get her a car.
Yeah, so, like, put it... Put that money that they already had saved away towards a car.
Yeah. It's fair.
But, like, not, like from friends or anything. I'm not, like, asking, like, for gifts or anything.
Maybe family, friends, or something. I don't know.
I'm not going to have, like, I don't know. Maybe if I had a party, a graduation party, like, then I would, I think it would be customary.
Are you
going to
have a graduation party?
No. Probably not.
Okay.
So, like, I feel like if you're not having a graduation party, then, like, kind of weird. Like, I mean, unless you're, like, really close with, like, family, friends or something, then to, like, ask. Like, I'm not having a party, so, like, at least I'm not planning on having a party.
Well, I don't mean that you would ask. I mean, like, if people were saying, oh, we want to get you something.
Like, what would you ask for? Or, like, what would you say?
No, I just didn't know if that was something in your, like, family kind of thing.
Yeah. No. I feel like unless, I feel like if, like, you have a party specifically for it, then, like, you're not going to come to a party empty-handed.
You know? No, you're right. I do think there's some, like,
are you going to have a graduation party?
I want to. I told my mom already. It's one thing I want.
You want that?
I want the attention on me. Oh,
God. What, you want a big cake with your face on it?
No, not with my face on it, but...
I feel like it says, like, congratulations, grad.
Not with my face on it.
Yeah, like, the cake companies can, like, print your face.
Yeah, but I don't need them to do that. I don't want that.
Well, you want the attention. How much more in your face can you get with it? And eating, saying. Like...
I want the attention on me. Congratulations to me.
What about all the other grads? What about Hannah, who's going to be graduating with you, huh?
What about her? She can have her party. She can come to mine. I come to hers. Whatever we want to do. You're invited. Like, I'm going to be like, stop giving out invitations.
All just these kidding. People are not really invited.
It's not real. It's not a party. Yeah, that's something I want. I don't know. I feel like I don't really do things like that. Like...
Did you have a high school graduation party?
We had, like, a dinner.
With family or, like, friends, too?
No, just immediate family. Like, my aunt, uncle, dad, grandma.
But, like, you want something bigger than that?
I don't know. Like...
At your house or at a restaurant?
We wouldn't be able to do it at my house. My house is too small. Or be very cramped. Especially with Cooper. He would not. He would not be a fan. It could be at a restaurant. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really thought that much far out. I don't even know what I'm doing with my life. I don't even know if I'm going to finish my homework for tomorrow. So it's like, God. You know what?
Jeez.
I haven't thought that far down the line.
I know. Hard to think that far down the line. Yeah, I always thought the graduation ceremony was before, like after final, like after you actually like.
I just distinctly remember seeing Andrea Sampson or whatever going to the ceremony last year during finals week or 2 years ago during finals week.
Interesting.
So I don't know, but yeah, I'm very stressed this week. I feel like I just need the weekend, you know, catch up. I feel like I said every weekend we're going into every weekend, but
Patrick and I are celebrating our anniversary this weekend.
How fun. Oh, this wait, it was today. Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
Today's 3 years strong.
I know. How lovely. But we're actually gonna like go out and celebrate this weekend.
What are you gonna do?
We're in this very, very fancy restaurant in Bethlehem.
Okay.
It's called Bolette. And, like, they're, like, so Patrick had that little kerfuffle about the timing of dinner. Because, like, he doesn't care when he eats dinner. Like, he can eat a late dinner.
Mm-mm.
And, like,
no.
I'm, like, oh, like, I prefer my dinner time to be between 6 and 7.
Yeah.
You know, if it's between 6 and 8, like, that's still okay. Like, 7:30, you know, that's fine, too.
Not past 8.
But, like, I don't really like it past 8. The only time they had available was 8:30. So, but we really wanted to go. And so, I was like, oh, like, God, like, why didn't we make this reservation earlier? Like,
yikes.
But in his defense, like, the restaurant is, if you want to, between 6 and 8, if you want a time between 6 and 8 on a Saturday, the earliest you can get is, like, November 6th or 7th. Oh, like, it's, like, way in the middle. Like I would have had to make the reservation, like, a month ago. You know, like, so I was lucky that I got, like, I called, like, last week and I got, like, 8:30, which is not horrible. Yeah. Like, it's manageable.
Yeah. So you can always live, you know?
You can always come early, you know? What are they going to do? Like, if you come at, like, 8:15, like, yeah, sorry, I'm early.
6 o'clock, like.
Yeah, sorry, I'm, like, really early for my reservation. Can you take me now?
Are you getting Patrick anything?
Yeah, I already got him something.
What'd you get him?
I got him a... Well, I already gave it to him. Oh. I gave it to him last night. Just cause,
like at midnight?
Yeah. No. I got him a... He'd been wanting a Japanese whiskey.
Interesting.
But they are very expensive. Mm. And even the rest... Like, he had never tried one. And he likes whiskey. But he, like, had never tried a Japanese whiskey. And, like, even they have him at restaurants, like, because he goes to Japanese restaurants. But they're still, like, super expensive even to get, like, just, like... Like a glass of it in a restaurant, it's expensive. So I figured I'd treat him for a bottle.
Nice. Like
for our anniversary.
Nice.
We got that.
Okay.
I got a big stuffed animal.
That's what he got you?
Mm-hmm.
Just a big stuffed animal?
Yeah.
What kind of stuffed animal?
It's another Shiba.
Okay. How big is big?
Like the duck? No, it's smaller than the duck.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, yeah. To the viewers, you won't know how much I'm gesturing, but it's about that big.
Okay.
And it's angry. It's like an angry face.
Okay.
Because like Shibas are like angry.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that. Oh, is it? Oh, jeez, it's already.
Oh my god, it's 8:50.
It's already 8:50. Holy moly. We've just been
chatting and chatting.
Do we have more songs?
We do, but like.
Okay, let's play another song. And then we'll recap.
Okay, but what do I. Okay, I have to think of something for Henry's birthday.
Get him a Japanese whiskey.
I don't think he wants that.
Henry, do you want a Japanese whiskey?
He's turning 22. Viewers. Or listeners.
Viewers.
What do I get him? His birthday's on freaking next Wednesday. And I keep saying, I've been saying for like 2 weeks now. More than that. I think more than that. And I was like, what do you want for your birthday?
And he says,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Patrick does that too. Mm. So, like, I don't want anything.
I don't need anything.
I don't need anything. I have everything. Or like a video. Like, it's so hard to buy him a video game because if he wants the video game,
he'll get it.
He'll pre-order it to get it on the day. I'm like, God, like, can't win.
Okay, I'm going to play a song that I want.
Okay, play a song that you want.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
Look at me.
We're back.
I hope people can hear us.
That was Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls. Classic.
Classic. A banger.
Yeah.
A true banger.
I think we're going to end our show. It's 8:58.
Yep.
Okay. So you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is Two Girls Playing Tunes One Last Time, and I'm Sam.
And I'm Warren.
And have a great week.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
See you next Tuesday.
Sounds negative, Lauren.
What?
That doesn't mean something inappropriate. That sounds negative.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess, you know, if you could interpret it that way. Or it's like Vanderpump Rules, like, see you next Tuesday, you know?
I think it's still supposed to be inappropriate when they do it like that.
Yeah, you know, play on words, you know? Anyway.
Okay.
Catch you next Tuesday.
Oh, thanks.
That still doesn't work.
Okay, bye.
For ammunition, I must forewarn you of my disorder. I'm making the sun, cause when the sun sets, it upsets what's left of my invested interest.